Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for being here today. We're going to proceed with our class poetry reading.
My name's Sarah, and this is Swirling Thunderstorm. Failure follows me like a shadow at sunset. It knows my every step I take. It's carefully, deliberately always watching. My thoughts are a tightrope, trying to balance the weight of life. I feel like any moment I can fall. My head is a swirling thunderstorm, like dark clouds over a clear blue ocean. From far away, it looks calm like glass, but underneath, it's spinning like a restless tide. Not knowing if the ground or sky will find me. And even as it churns, there's this quiet feeling, like the sky shouldn't look this peaceful, while everything inside me crashes like waves, with no real reason to storm at all. Maybe the storm is just passing through. The sky opens wider than my worry, stretching out like it was never afraid. And for a moment, I just exist in it, calm like the ocean I couldn't see before.
My name is Sophia Rush, and this doesn't have a title. My face flushed, my heart beating, my legs tightened like a rope, pulling me in the deep end. The flutter in my chest, like stabbings to the soul, each blade hits different. Each harder than the last, twisting and spinning like an out-of-control merry-go-round, pounding a stampede in my head near the edge. But gripping on oh so dearly, it's almost sweet, like her innocent that now lies below. But in her body, she knows. If I speak about it, I wanted it. If I don't, I'm closed off. But who would voyage to my bare heart like ashes thrown away, drifting down a lonely river? Not a living soul in sight. The feeling is ceasing, like a toad in my throat. I try to speak, but get shut down like stitches on my lips. You're either dramatic or a messed up addict, but overlooked is how you feel. Oh, to just drown it all out, pretend it never happened, but it prevails till I'm dead. So a fever dream turned nightmare, my heart like a drum set, beat after beat, no end in sight, not even a pause. Finally to release it, but waves of tears knock me out, back to the start. My mouth dries, quenching for words, my voice cracks, only letting out a rip. Never lifting up, never going away. Alone I can't escape the feeling, screams of silence like hyenas in a cave, entirely abandoned, but filled with fury and fright. Left all alone in a world so big, a fly on a lily pad, hoping to not be seen, or swallowed up it would be.
Hi, I'm Jillian, and this is my sonnet. When twilight leans upon the quiet air, and shadows stretch like sighs across the floor, I feel your absence settle everywhere, a presence felt more keenly than before. Your name still lingers softly on my tongue, a ghost of warmth that will not fade away, like echoes of a half-remembered song that drifts through the night but never greets the day. I loved you in the silence of my chest, where hope and sorrow learn to intertwine, and though my heart once dreamed itself at rest, it beats now only to recall what's mine. So let this tender grief be all I keep, a love that wakes though it was meant to sleep.
Hi, my name is B-Rob, and this is called Mother's Kitchen. Hey, sis, you got a minute? Yeah, what's up? Do you remember how our old kitchen used to look? Yeah, why? Well, I mean, it still looks the same. You know, that one bright green plant that quickly died, turned to brown because our mom forgot about it. Or the small little 4x4 oven that used to set off the smoke alarm. Oh, and what about that one rag that had the Kraft mac and cheese stain that no matter what you did, you couldn't get it out? Or the ice machine that was always broken, never produced ice the right way? I do remember. But I remember more than that. I remember me and your pictures from school on the shelves. I remember the pantry that always had that one solo box of Apple Jacks. I remember the silverware drawer and how it would never close quite right. A lot's changed, sis. You're not here anymore. It's tough. I'm leaving. Addie's starting a new chapter. But the one thing that's always going to stay the same is that small kitchen that sits on Wheatland Circle. Love you, sis.
I'm Delaney. This poem's called Some Say Letting Go Is Easy. I learned how to sit still, like a statue in a room that wasn't meant for me. And if I moved too much, the floor would give out. And I think of my pap, how he always said to stand steady even when things shake. Some say letting go is easy, but each class I open the same notebook, placing the same teacher inside it, hoping the pages could hold what I no longer could. Your words stuck to me, like gum I couldn't scrape off, like bruises in places no one could see. And I wonder what he would say if he could hear them too. Everyone else heard a joke. I heard something sharper, like my voice being turned into something smaller. Some say letting go is easy, but I wrote down every word they said, because somehow something so small to them became something permanent to me. I smiled like it didn't matter, like I wasn't shrinking inch by inch, like my mind wasn't a crowded hallway of thoughts crashing into each other, like I didn't wish I could walk out and hear my pap tell me I was more than this. But my confidence didn't leave all at once. It left quietly. Some say letting go is easy, but my heart didn't know how to let go without being asked to forgive. The pages filled with questions that stayed unanswered, ink replacing the apology I never received. And somewhere in all of it, I began to change, not because they apologized, but because I started hearing his voice instead, reminding me I deserve peace more than I needed an apology. Some say letting go is easy, but they never learned how to heal without hearing I'm sorry. And still, I think of my pap far from that room and everything in it, hoping he'd be proud of how I learned how to let go.
Of course, I can tell that, you know, in the time that you've spent as a class, you've really paid attention and listened to each other's work just from the way you're reacting as an audience with real care and attention. That's wonderful to see.
I wrote my poem from our peasant wedding, like picture. From the day my life began, it was never even a consideration that a peasant like myself would be chosen. As my youth passed, many turned their nose up at the thought. Baking was there for me when no one was. It brought me comfort not even my dear mother could supply. Each day the sun rose, my heart was drawn to the oven, a source of warmth in a cold, cruel world. The kitchen acted as my sanctuary, a place where my plain, torn dresses are shielded by an apron. My short, blonde hair that could never be tamed can be covered, where the bitter taste of rejection as their cold shoulders and averted eyes can be seasoned in sugar. Though everyone loves my baking, no one loves me, but that will just have to be enough. All my years have taught me not to compare myself to the blushing brides. While carrying out the tough, heavy palette of pies, my mind wonders, what is so different about her? Are her hands uncalloused? Are her shoulders narrower? Are her clothes bright, like the fresh spring flowers? Or perhaps she's as sweet as the fruits used in my summer desserts. Why does she get chosen? Rage like lightning surges through me as a slight tug leaves the dense palette unbalanced. A young man ripped a pie off. His impatience feels like a jab. Who is he not to wait his turn? My entire life has been spent waiting. Each moment alone feels like an eternity. When will it be my turn? Who will ever choose me?
Hi, my name is Ayush. So the poem I'm going to be reading is my 10-line poem. Even a broken earth is right one time a day, but it depends how you broke it. Mother Earth is the same. If we melt the ice cliff and cut down all the blackberry bushes, if we change the climate to the point there isn't a single cloud in the sky or a lick of fresh water to be found, then the clock needle will strike, and we will be the ones who broke it.
Hi, my name is Miles Duchess, and I'm going to read my 20-line poem for you today. The air is a thick blanket, one that muffles the breath. He lies there, a statue of the memory of himself, with skin as cold as ice. Forever frozen, silently looking for a flicker of anything, but it's like looking at a house with the power cut off, one where every door is locked. To touch him is to dunk your hand into ice, a cold that claims all worth around him. He is a suit of clothes that never got the chance to be worn. The roses on him more alive than the chest beneath it. It's like watching a film that has been frozen on a single frame. I want you to say he looks at peace, but all he looks like is empty. My sorrow is a bird trapped in a chimney, suit stained and frantic, beating against my ribs with no escape. I stand there with a traveler with no passport and no way home, and all I can say is a sorry for your loss, as I know I can't bring this traveler back.
Hi, my name is Walsanta Sapkota, and I'll do my 10-line poem. Once in a blue moon, the night feels very new. I stand by the cliffside, looking up at the sky. A big cloud goes by, acting like it knows my mood. My voice sounds so small when I talk to the clouds. My mother says that dreams don't wait for you. I see her standing next to the blackberry tree in the garden. I lick the blackberries off the tree, feeling tired. The weir of the wind keeps me up. The wind chills like needles to me. They say not to count the stars before they shine.
Hi, I'm Milana, and I will be reading my widow poem. Sitting at her window, glass between a crackling fire and the sorrowed coo of a mourning dove. A lake sits below the hill, filled with fallen tears of a searching woman. Moonlight illuminates her white satin dress, ripped and muddied at the feet. She yearns to be the heron that sits with clear eyes on the water. Out the door she walks, towards a portal of limbo, a door between a world of harsh storms and one of glistening stars. Standing on the edge, trying not to sink in the mud, she sinks into time before, not able to reach the gurgled screams of an old lover in the water. Bubbles floating to the surface, each spewing an empty promise. I'll be back. The stars have shone bright for me tonight, he says. The distant lights, like pinholes in a box, seem to illuminate greater in the water. She now understands the gravity of the light that night. Peeling her feet out of Earth's fingers, she dives into the still water, reaching for lost kisses. Soon she will be one with the stars, to see her lover again, pruny fingers and a bloated face now painted with a small smile.